12713, Sea Air Village, seek variances from the separation distance requirements for proposed structures, sections 11525 and 115172 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the southwest side of Center Avenue, Lot C62, within the Sierra Village Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 19932 Center Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. Zoning district is AR1, tax parcel is District 334, MAP 13, parcel 310, unit 3269. The applicant is seeking an 8.7-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement for the proposed shed to the existing manufactured home on Lot C64, a 2.8-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation requirement for the proposed HVAC to the existing manufactured home on Lot C60, a 7.3-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation requirement for the proposed manufactured home to the existing ramp on Lot C60, a 9.5-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement for the proposed HVAC to the existing ramp on Lot C60. The proposed HVAC and the proposed landings will comply with code.
Okay.
And this is case number 12713 again?
Yep, and this is Ms. Bennett. Amy Bennett has been previously sworn in.
Thank you. In regard...
Sharp, before...
Sorry.
Mr. Corman, do you need a minute to get situated?
What case are we on?
We're on the second page of the agenda, 12713.
2713. Very good. All right. Ready.
Comes prepared.
Thank you. In regards to the uniqueness of the property, the site is uniquely narrow in its dimensions, which creates a challenge placing the manufactured home and maintaining a minimum separation distance between the home and the accessory structures. This lot was laid out with others in the community in the 1960s, and the lot sizes are small in comparison with the size of modern manufactured home. I've selected a standard-sized floor plan for this home that is comparable to other new homes in the community, but I'm still unable to place it on the lot with the required setbacks. The narrow shape of the lot makes it difficult to place a new manufactured home on the property consistent with others in the neighborhood while being in compliance with Sussex County zoning code. In regards to cannot otherwise be developed, due to the uniqueness of the property cannot be developed in a strict conformity with Sussex County zoning code. I propose to place a normal width-sized manufactured home that is consistent with other new homes in the community and a standard-sized shed that is consistent with other new homes in the community, but I'm unable to do so without violating the separation distance requirements between the neighboring manufactured homes and accessory structures. The variances are necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. That the conditions are not created by the applicant. The exceptional practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The property is quite narrow, which greatly limits the buildable area thereof. The neighboring lots are also narrow, causing development of nearby lots to be nearer the lot lines and neighboring homes. It appears impossible for a home to be placed in the property without violating the separation distance requirements. And the exceptional practical difficulty was created by unique conditions of the property and the development of adjacent lots. That it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare thereof. I'm seeking the variance to add to conformity to the community and to modernize homes within the community, which will subsequently add value and improve the characteristics of the community and the neighborhood. The variances sought are the minimum variances necessary to afford relief, and the variances requested represent the least modifications possible of the regulations at issue. The home is the narrowest available and minimizes the need for variance on the property.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
On this particular home, on the east side, the neighboring dwelling has an access ramp on a build-out that they have, and that is what's creating the need for the variances.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Are there any questions from the board?
I'm good, thank you. I have one down here.
Any issues with the neighbors on this one?
No, not at all.
There was prior home on this property?
There was.
And it's been removed?
It was removed prior to my coming.
Is this in a similar location as to where that one would be located?
It is.
So I'm a little late to the party, but why is the shed necessary?
Because if it's a manufactured home and they're single wides, we try to provide that to keep the community, clean and proper so that people can have a place to place their storage items.
Are all the sheds the same through the whole community?
So we put an 8x10 on all of our new homes. They're varying sizes. Our largest shed that we allow in the community is 10x10.
Okay. It's an 8x10.
Again, you have a lot that at its max is still under 40 feet wide, and you have a 16-foot wide.
16 by 66.
Proposed dwelling, and you got to squeeze that in to compliance. The shed in the back probably wouldn't need a variance if it wasn't for the
neighboring
the
shed, correct.
Right.
We have the separation between the buildings, the dwellings.
If there wasn't an access ramp from the neighbor's dwelling, you probably wouldn't need as much of a variance.
Correct. We're in compliance on the left side with the inception of the shed.
When I say that, meaning lot 60.
Correct.
Mr. Sharp?
I have no further questions, thank you.
One other question.
Sure.
On the survey, it just shows lot numbers and not the letters. So 60, 62, and 64 are C lots, and then on the rear, 59, 61, 63 are B lots, is that right?
Those would be D lots. On
those
the,
are D.
Yeah.
Just lot 61 is a D.
Correct.
Okay. Let me look at this memo again. Yeah, it's listed as a B, I think. Does that make sense, Ms. Norwood? Yeah. The memo says it's a B.
Let me look at the. It's a J. You're correct. I'm sorry. That is B behind
okay.
It. D is across the street.
B is behind it. So it's B, C, and then across the street is D. So it looks like they have a tiny little shed on lot 60, B61, that they got a variance for. Okay.
Any further questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 12713? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 12713? Operator? Thank you. If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12713 for Sierra Village for the requested variances pending final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Property is unique due to its narrowness. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So will they vote a 4-0, case number 12713 has been approved.